So the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that he who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him."
No matter how badly we suffer, no matter how badly we feel, no matter how badly we fail. Jesus said, "Behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." It is through his cross that Jesus is with us. And this is the meaning of our faith, and this is the meaning of the cross. Amen?
Amen.
Now, the lesson of the Holy Cross is often difficult for us. It's hard to grab onto because, you know, we wish that the Holy Cross meant that we didn't have to suffer. But it happens. It's kind of the way of life. But the lesson of the Holy Cross is that God chose to suffer with us. God entered into the pit of the human experience through Jesus' crucifixion and death, and we are no longer alone. Yet we struggle with trying to believe that God is with us when things are going well. Don't we all do this? If things are just going fine and dandy in our lives, and we turn around and we point towards us, things are going well because what I am doing. I am living the good life because things are going well because it's all about me. We forget about God altogether. Let's flip that around. How much more do we need to remember that God is with us even in our struggles and in our sufferings? And that's probably worse for us because that's when we think that God has completely abandoned us. And we're left to feel our sufferings and pains by ourselves. And that cannot be further from the truth. True story. About 4 weeks ago now, I was having some incredible pain that was radiating from the front to the back of my body. It was terrible. I ended up going to the emergency room. And they ran home and said, "You've got a kidney stone." So they wheeled me into the little emergency room there. And I was there lying on the bed, I was rolling from side to side. I was in so much pain, it was unbelievable. And as I was rolling side to side, I noticed a crucifix on the wall of the room. And I suddenly felt a calmness come over me. Now don't get me wrong, I was still in an incredible amount of pain. But I now realized that everything was going to be fine. And that Jesus was right there with me in my pain. The true cross of Christ is more than just a piece of wood. It is a sign of hope. It is a sign of unconditional love and healing. And as disciples of Jesus, each one of us are called to carry and exalt that cross of Christ by bringing love and healing into this world, a world that is so desperate for healing. But first, we've got to get rid of our ego and our self-centeredness. And then we have to let go of our anger and our negativity and our prejudice. Because each of us carries so much of that baggage with us. And to truly exalt the cross of Christ, we need to live as Jesus taught us to live. With unconditional love, with total and complete forgiveness, and inclusion of everyone. Not just the people we like. Everyone. Including the very least to the most despised of our fellow human beings. That kind of exaltation of the Holy Cross is what's going to bring healing into the world. That kind of exaltation of the Holy Cross is what's going to transform our world and transform us. Sisters and brothers, let us strive each and every day to exalt the cross of Christ by first recognizing the presence of God in our lives, and second, by truly living as Jesus wants us to live, by loving one another in His name. Say it again, God is good.